You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Thunder Podcast. I am Carson Cunningham. You can always find me on Twitter at KOCOCarson. I work for KOCO-TV, the ABC affiliate in Oklahoma City. I'm a sportscaster there, if you're not aware. And yes, the Thunder have wrapped up the preseason. We're going to dive into the final preseason game they played at Denver. Josh Huestis planting his flag in Denver, saying, "Billy Donovan, you better play me." I'm going to get to that. And we'll talk more about the big three playing together in their final preseason game of the season. But first, if you haven't rated or subscribed and you're listening to this podcast right now, I know you're out there. I see the numbers. We have thousands upon thousands listening to this podcast. Please stop it right now. Hit pause. I'm asking you to go rate and subscribe and review on iTunes, Audio Boom, all that good stuff. That does nothing but help the podcast. And man, I'm having a lot of fun doing it. But so Thunder wrap up the preseason. They beat They beat the Denver Nuggets 96-86. I don't know where Utah came from. Probably David Locke. He's been emailing me a lot. You know, David Locke's the man of Locked On Podcast. He's been emailing me a lot. So maybe I have the Jazz on the brain. But no, Thunder beat the Denver Nuggets 96-86 by 10 points. And my overall view of this game is we saw the real Thunder. We saw a juggernaut at times during this game. We saw a team that is going to overwhelm teams with their scoring, with their defense as well. Paul George, Andre Roberson, the whole bunch. We are going to see, this team is going to be awesome. I cannot say it enough. I said it on the season preview on the Locked On NBA podcast. People are underestimating how good this team is going to be. You saw the big three play big minutes. Paul George had 35 minutes. Carmelo Anthony had 23. Russell had 26. That's only going to be increased during the regular season. And at one point, they were up by 20 and just toying with the Nuggets. Now, Nuggets went on like a 19-5 run when the Thunder put in their preseason lineup with Daniel Hamilton and the bunch. But that's my biggest takeaway from this game is the Thunder really flexed their muscles in this game. They really showed the offensive prowess they're going to have. Paul George had 19 points, 11 rebounds, 5 of 9 from 3. You know, Paul George basically won the game in the fourth quarter with his three-point shooting. He made 4 threes in the fourth quarter. I thought he looked a little out of place when he didn't have another star next to him, when it was just him and some of the preseason guys. It looked like he needed a little more setting up from Russell or even Carmelo. I'm not sure Paul George is the guy to kind of run the team and run the second unit. He looks like he needs to kind of be with a creator in Russell Westbrook, and I would expect that to happen moving forward. But he had 19 and 11. Carmelo had 16 and 9. And Russell had 27 assists and 1 rebound, which his rebounds will go way up in the regular season. But that's my biggest takeaway. This Thunder team is going to be awesome. They showed it. And they really dominated the Nuggets when they had their actual legit lineup in there. And 22 turnovers for the Thunder. That's kind of an ongoing issue we've seen so far in the preseason. It's really been an issue for the Thunder as a whole going on years now. You know, Russell is, you know, he's a volatile point guard. He's one of the best point guards in the NBA, but he can turn it over. He had 3. Paul George had 4. Melo had 2. Turnovers, 22 is an issue, and it's probably going to be an issue moving forward. And when they lose games, I'd imagine they get over 20 turnovers. That usually goes hand in hand with Thunder losses. So that was an issue tonight, but they still overcame it and won by 10. But by far, the story of this game was Josh Huestis. I've been saying this for 3 years. Why does this guy not play? They spent a first-round draft pick on him. He was the first-ever domestic draft and stash. They worked it out to where the Thunder drafted him out of Stanford, placed him in the D-League, and kept him there at a cheap salary. So it helped Huestis get a first-round pick, guaranteed contract. He took less, sacrificed. And all the guy's done is sit behind Kyle Singler, perhaps the worst player in the entire NBA. That's not an exaggeration. That's not hyperbole. Kyle Singler, among players who played more than 30 games last season, had the worst PER in the NBA. And every single time Josh Huestis plays over the last two or three years, he's done nothing but excel. He plays great defense. He hits open threes. He plays well every single time he's given a chance. And I think he's really forced Billy Donovan's hand. He's played so well this preseason. Billy Donovan has no choice but to play this guy. It's been mind-numbing. It's been mind-boggling why he hasn't played. They spent a first-round draft pick on this guy and have buried him. And it's never made sense to me. He's shown more in two games in regular season than Kyle Singler's shown his entire Thunder career. Kyle Singler did not play tonight, so that better be a trend moving forward. But Josh Huestis, not only has he surpassed Kyle Singler, but to say he can offer what Andre Robertson offers is not a hot take at this point. I'm a big Andre Robertson believer. I think he has proven himself in the playoffs, barring the free throw yips, which that's a huge issue. And if he can't hit a free throw, you can't have him out there. I will agree. But just go back to the Warriors series when Kevin was still in Oklahoma City and they were battling the Warriors. Billy Donovan turned him into an offensive threat. I was standing next to Larry Beal. You know, Larry Beal used to be on ESPN. He now does TV in San Francisco. He was doing a live shot for SportsCenter. I'm standing right next to the guy. And this is when the series was, they were going back to Golden State for Game 5 after the Thunder had just destroyed Golden State in Games 3 and 4. You know what Larry Beal's, they asked Larry Beal, what's happening with the Thunder and the Warriors? He goes, guys, everyone here's saying, we got to stop Andre Robertson. That's exactly how he said it. He was freaking out about Andre Robertson because he was playing that well. You know who the second leading scorer against the Rockets was in the playoffs last year? Andre Robertson. So I'm not giving up on Andre Robertson. Let me preface it with that. But Josh Huestis made four threes tonight. He played great defense. He had 9 rebounds. This guy has to play minutes for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I think it can be argued he can dip into some of Andre Robertson's minutes. Andre Robertson tonight, 21 minutes, 1 of 2 from the field, 3 rebounds, 2 points. He was a minus 1. That's not a great number. Now, you're going to need Andre Robertson. And I think he's a valuable player in this league as far as his defense is concerned. He's one of the top 5 perimeter defenders in the league. But you can make a strong case that Josh Huestis, when it gets down to crunch time, you're better off with his offensive shooting and whatever lacks he has on Andre Robertson in the defensive department simply because you're not playing 4-on-5 on offense. There's a serious case for that to be made. And I don't want to hear that Josh Huestis is playing in preseason. Now, it is preseason. I want to see Josh Huestis play in legit regular season minutes. Now, if he falls off a cliff in that scenario, it's one thing to play in preseason, I understand. It's quite another to play in the regular season, let alone the playoffs. But Josh Huestis has forced Billy Donovan and Sam Presti's hand. You have to play this guy. You spent a first-round pick on him. He's excelled at every turn. Every single chance he's been given, he has excelled. And that, to me, is the biggest storyline in this game. Thunder win 96-86 over Denver Nuggets. But Josh Huestis won playing time. There's no doubt in my mind. I've been saying it for years. I feel vindicated by what I've seen through this preseason. He's been sensational. So all the kudos to Josh Huestis. If he does not play in the regular season, and if they dare go to Kyle Singler, Twitter will melt. My Twitter feed will melt. This podcast will melt. It will be scorched earth up in here. So I think I've spent enough time on Josh Huestis. But another guy, Terrence Ferguson, once again impresses to me. And again, with him, it's not about the numbers. It's just about watching the product on the floor. 23 minutes, just 5 points. He was a plus 4. I get 5 fouls. Let's see here. But it's more just the look. He belongs to me. He's going to play on this team. And I thought Terrence Ferguson looked pretty good. But overall, just Thunder looked the part tonight. This was the kind of the real dress rehearsal. They're now off until October 19th. That's the first regular season game of the season when they play the New York Knicks, which ironically enough will be the return of Enes Kanter. And I tell you what, Enes is going to get a standing ovation to the likes we've never seen in Chesapeake Energy Arena. It's going to be like Scott Brooks times 10. When Scott Brooks came back to Oklahoma City, it was a standing O. It lasted a couple minutes. It was fantastic. Brought a single tear down every Thunder fan's eye. But when Enes walks out there and gets his moment, there will be not a dry eye in the house, because Enes Kanter won over Oklahoma. He won over the Thunder fans worldwide. He could not have been a more of a professional. He stuck up for the Thunder at every turn. He was one of the one players that would publicly go after Kevin Durant for all his nonsense. And he deserves an incredible ovation. He will get one on October 19th. So that really is a cool way for the Thunder to kick off the regular season. Not only does Carmelo play his former team, which that's all, you know, ESPN will want to talk about, but for Thunder fans, to see Enes, to give him his due, will be sensational. And I can't wait for that. I can't wait to talk to Enes again. He's been nothing but a pro since his time here. And he deserves a big ovation, because he was Thunder family, and he always will be. And he deserves a big ovation. But we'll get to some Twitter questions in a second. But I have to weigh in on the Adopt-A-Cat t-shirt that Russell Westbrook wore after the previous preseason game. You know, I saw the Adopt-A-Cat thing, and I thought of it, and I didn't really put a whole lot of credence into it, and then it just blew up on Twitter. My buddy Jed keeps saying I should, like, do a Photoshop of Russell on Dr. Evil with Mr. Bigglesworth. He claims that Russell should, like, have a pet cat in the locker room and just hold him every Thunder interview, which would be hilarious. But as in the photography outfit, Russ has got his own team now. And I'm not saying how Russell really feels about his decision. Like, he's never come out and really talked about it. But his outfits speak volumes. He has no respect for Kevin picking the Warriors. He thinks it was a coward move. And he does everything in his power to kind of throw shade at him. So the Adopt-A-Cat t-shirt was the latest, because, you know, Kevin said through his third person he thought was his ghost account, was his actual account, that KD can't win a title with those cats. So the cat moniker, they might be the Thunder Cats for this season. That might be their new moniker. But let's get to some Twitter questions here. From my buddy Jed Ferguson, is Josh Huestis the seventh or eighth man? I don't know if I'm going that high. I think Patrick Patterson's the sixth. Jeremy Grant's the seventh. Alex Abrines the eighth. Actually, Alex probably the seventh. Jeremy Grant the eighth. Then Huestis for me is the ninth. That's who I'm bringing off. I'm not bringing off anybody else after that. It's Josh Huestis. I think he's proven himself. And again, if he just, you know, trips all over himself in the regular season when he's given legit minutes, it's one thing to play in the preseason. It's quite another to play in a legit regular season game. And most of Josh Huestis' game, the season's already over and they're playing out the string until the playoffs. So I understand that. But he's earned minutes, and he better play, because he's a stretch wing that can defend, shoot threes. He hit four threes. When's the last time Andre Robertson hit four threes in a game? Like, I honestly think, like, the more I think about it, like, he has to play. Like, he has to dip into Andre Robertson's minutes if Andre Robertson is completely, absolutely inept on offense. He just has to. Because to me, Josh Huestis is a capable defender. And his offense, I mean, Andre Robertson makes Josh Huestis look like Klay Thompson. Let's be honest. So, I mean, I don't want to turn this into the Josh Huestis podcast. I know there was a feud between him and Fred Katz. This isn't like an open invitation for me and Josh to hold hands and sing songs and sing Kumbaya. But he's been nothing but impressive to me for years now. It's not just one preseason game tonight. It's everything he's done. So, all right, one last Twitter question from EA Flame. If Huestis doesn't play for Oklahoma City, everything's about Josh Huestis, I understand. The dude, if Huesis doesn't play for Oklahoma City, should they trade him? The dude deserves to play, from EA Flame. I agree. He could help a lot of bad teams in the NBA. The guy can shoot threes. He can play defense. He would help a lot of teams. But they're not trading the guy because he has no trade value. He hasn't played in the NBA level. He spent all of his time in the G League. The only regular season games in the NBA that he's played have been at the end of the regular season when they're just putting in their bench to get ready for the playoffs. And any other games he's played, he's excelled. So, but I don't think they're going to trade him because he has no trade value. And plus, the Thunder love to keep guys they've developed, that they've spent time, effort, and frankly, a first-round pick on developing. They're not just going to trade the guy for nothing. So he's here, and as they've shown since his career, they're more than content to just sit him on the bench and not trade him or do anything with the guy. But as you've listened to this podcast, you know my thoughts. He should play, and I think he could play a valuable role. But final thought on the preseason wrapping up, Thunder looked awesome at times. They looked overwhelming at times against Denver. That is going to be the norm. They are going to blow teams off of the floor. Will there be chemistry issues at first? Yes. Will they lose games at times they probably shouldn't the first month of the season? Yes. But after the first month or two, they are going to click and they are going to annihilate, repeat, annihilate teams on a nightly basis. There's going to be a lot of times Russell Westbrook is not playing in the fourth quarter. They are going to be awesome. If you're a Thunder fan, you better buckle up, because this team is about to kick major you-know-what. That's my final takeaway. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Carson Cunningham. Find me on Twitter at KOCOCarson and at Locked On Thunder.